What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled The Pussy Standard. Let me put up the window. It's so windy, I'm at the beach, about ready to go in for a nice swim. I like when it's wavy, that way you get to body surf. Anyways, so let's get right into this video, which is titled The Pussy Standard. Now, as you guys know, there's a gold standard, there's a black gold standard, which is oil. Well, there's gonna be a new standard coming up, and that's called the pussy standard. Now, for those of you who don't know, it pretty much means that women are gonna be bought and sold in markets. Now, I don't know if any of you guys know this, but throughout human history, women were traded as sexual objects, okay? In fact, the Arab people, they actually had a market. It was called Souq al-Talat, okay? Souq al-Talat means Tuesday market. Why? Because in the old days, when the Arabs would conquer tribe B, they'd kill the men, they'd take the woman, and then they would sell the woman in the market. This was how it was throughout human history up until maybe 300 years ago, okay, when Western civilization became the dominant power, okay? So what's happening with the Ukraine situation is that we are going back to the pussy standard, okay? Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are going to say, oh, Mar, isn't that kind of like sex trafficking? All right, let me tell you something, guys. Do you guys want to know who the biggest terrorists in the world are? Jews. Yet, we have a war on terror. Do you know who are the biggest drug dealers in the world? Jews. Yet we have war on drugs. Do you know who are the biggest money launderers in the world? Jews. Yet we have anti-money laundering laws, okay? Do you know who are the biggest sex traffickers in the world? Jews. Yet if you go and you talk to a girl and you tell her, hey, baby mommy, here's $5, spread your legs for me, that's considered sex trafficking. So the thing you guys need to understand here is very simple. Jews don't like competition, okay? See, the Jewish mentality is it's okay for us, just not okay for you. This is why the Jews create all this stuff out there where they make it damn near impossible for you to compete. For example, the Jews are gonna soon pass laws here in America that says, oh, if you own a social media platform, you have to be responsible for the content on your platform. Now, companies like YouTube that have AI and shit like that, you know, they can take down content that might be objectionable, but a website like MGTOW TV, you know, we don't have the type of technology, the funding, the manpower that YouTube does. And this is why I, Amer Mitwali, want to move MGTOW TV outside of America. Because, you know, I'm Jewish, you all know that by now. I know what my kind are up to. You see, guys, there are two types of Jews in this world. Good Jews and bad Jews. And there's nothing more the bad Jews hate than a good Jew. Don't believe me? Ask the Son of Mary. That's Jesus, for those of you who don't know any better. So, the pussy standard. Now, I'm sure you all know what's going on in Ukraine right now. The women are leaving Ukraine. The men are being forced against their will, obviously, to stay and fight. In fact, the president of Ukraine is a dirty, dirty Jew, by the way. He's given out guns to all these guys. Like everybody here on MGTOW TV said, he's willy-nilly given out guns to anybody. To any man, he's given out guns to. Why? Because this war, the Jews want to kill off men. Let me say that one more time. The Jews wanna kill men off, and they want to enslave the woman. That's it, guys. That's the whole point of wars in the past 100 years, okay? All the wars were about Jews killing Goy men and enslaving Goy women. Now, the cat is out of the bag. they're gonna make it obvious, okay? If you guys haven't figured this out by now, that all these wars are simply to kill Goy men, I don't know where you've been for the past, you know, several decades, okay? Now, here's what you guys need to understand. Here in America, they're gonna draft people, okay? A draft will come in America. Now, I'm a dual citizen, okay? I'm here in South Florida. If that child molester Biden says, oh, a draft is coming, guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna hire a private jet, and I'm gonna go to Cancun, guys. I'm gonna go to Mexico, South America. Again, I'm a dual citizen. And anybody watching this video, under no circumstance should you join the US military, because this country is run by Jews. Now, when I speak negatively about Jews, I am talking about Zionists, okay? You know, Zionists like Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, Harvey Weinstein, Howard Stern, they would tell you that they are the best Jews on the face of the planet, even though the fact that they wake up in the morning, they have already sinned against the God of Abraham, okay? So when I talk negatively about Jews, I'm talking about the Zionist Jews, okay? Zionists are the ones who officially run America right now. In fact, creepy Joe Biden said, you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. He is a proud Zionist minion. Look it up, guys. Go on YouTube, type in Joe Biden Zionist, and a video of him showing up saying you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. Okay, so Biden is a Zionist minion, and he's proud of it, okay? Kamala Harris, she's married to a Zionist. So at this point, guys, Zionists run America. And like I said, they're gonna force a draft very, very soon so they can get rid of men and enslave women. So once you start hearing, this war is gonna get big, guys, okay? This war with Russia might get big, okay? You see, the Zionists are doing... Putin simply wants to get rid of the dirty, dirty Jewish government in Ukraine, because this dirty, dirty Jew government obviously wants to harm Russia, you know. Imagine if, let's say, the Taliban said, hey, man, we're going to take over Mexico, and we're going to be right here on the border with America, right? What would the U.S. do if the Taliban said, or the Iranians said, hey, man, we're gonna take over, America. We're gonna take over, not America. We're gonna take over Canada, right? This is what the Zelensky government did. For those of you guys who don't know, Doug Kay uploaded a video yesterday by Sheikh Imran Hussein, and he told us this over 8 years ago. I think Sheikh Imran Hussein pointed this out during the Obama administration, that the government of Ukraine was actually toppled by Jews back in 2014, 2015, and they installed this dirty, dirty Jew puppet Zelensky there. So this goes to show you that Russia is totally legitimate in getting rid of the terrorist that the Ukrainians have right now, because obviously, as a puppet of the West and a dirty, dirty Jew, he wants to harm Russia. So what the dirty Jews want, guys, is that they want a war, okay? All these actions against Russia is to start a war, okay? You guys need to understand, the Jewish Messiah cannot come into this world unless big, bad, pagan Rome is destroyed. Who is big, bad, modern-day pagan Rome? America. Once you guys get that through your mind, everything will make sense, okay? From 9/11 on to now, everything is about destroying the West and elevating the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, to be the supreme world leader. So imagine a nuclear war where America and China get destroyed. And then the Chinese, you know, I always say the Chinese are like us Jews, but they're stupider, okay? The Chinese will fuck themselves in the ass eventually. That's just because they're stupid, okay? Yeah, I know a lot of you are gonna say Chinese are good at math. Yeah, they're good at math, but they're a lot less classy than us Jews when it comes to being diplomatic and thinking outside the box, okay? So, once you get rid of America, once you get rid of Russia, and China will obviously fall all on its own, you're only going to have the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, okay? India and Pakistan will have a nuclear war. They'll end up destroying one another. And let's be honest, since Indians and Pakistanis are both curry sales, you know, curry lives don't matter. There, I said it. And I'm going to say it again. Curry lives don't matter. So, what does this mean regarding the pussy standard, okay? There's going to be a lot of women out there who are simply going to need the protection of man. In fact, one of my acquaintances I met in Moldova, if you guys remember, a couple of months ago, I was in Moldova, right? One of my acquaintances over there, he's telling me that these Ukrainian women are pouring in to Moldova by the tens of thousands, and they're refugees. Officially, they're refugees, okay? So imagine, guys, imagine if you are a rich American dude, you're fucking in Moldova, and here are these refugees, beautiful, young, beautiful Ukrainian woman coming inside into Moldova. Dude, you can literally have a harem of the finest Ukrainian woman, and you better believe some dirty Jew is thinking about it. And honestly, you don't even have to be a dirty Jew, because I'm already thinking about it, okay? So we're gonna get back to a stage where women are gonna be bought and sold in markets. And you want to know something? Women love that. Women love to be bought and sold in markets. Let me tell you something, guys, okay? For the past couple of days, I've been going to Starbucks, okay? Because they have better internet than the Beta Male Cafe. I was actually in Tampa. I went to the Sky Bridge in Tampa to do some fishing on the pier. 10 hours, absolutely nothing. That's not the point. This is not a fishing video. But it was very, very disappointing to spend 10 hours on the Skyway fishing pier and get absolutely nothing, not even a freaking nibble on the rod, man. I mean, people been saying, oh, you can get mutton snapper, mackerel, bluefish, snook, nothing. But again, it's not a fishing video. So when I was in Tampa yesterday, I passed by a couple of cities like Lakeland, Florida. For those of you who don't know, Lakeland, Florida, which is in the middle of Florida, is the home of Publix, okay? Publix is like Kroger. Look it up on your own. So I've been to Starbucks in different cities in the past 72 hours. As you guys know, I've been all over the world, okay? Whether it's small town USA, whether it's fucking Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam, Alexandria, Egypt, wherever I am or Metwali go in the world, I always go to a fucking Starbucks, okay? And I've seen it the same thing. And I'm seeing more and more of this. It's really sad, but it's not our fault. It's their fault, okay? You know, I'm seeing young, beautiful women working their butts off at Starbucks, making minimum wage and getting yelled at by some random customer all day, okay? It's like, bitch, you're fucking 20-some years old. You're probably hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt because you got a degree in underwater basket weaving. And now, pretty much for the rest of your life, you're going to be at Starbucks making minimum wage, okay? Would you not have been better off with a fucking man? You see, Zionism had women believe that working at Starbucks, making minimum wage, being college educated with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, that this is the liberation. No, these women have made themselves slaves. I mean, imagine this, okay? If you're a girl, you're working at Starbucks, you're fucking 22, 23 years old, you are $150,000, $200,000 in debt. That's federal debt. That, you cannot declare bankruptcy, okay? You're making fucking minimum wage at Starbucks. You are gonna be a slave to the system for the rest of your life, okay? So, would it not have been better for these women to actually sell themselves and sue it to let? Guys, I'm telling you this right now. 90% of all women in the world, okay, minimum, 90% of all women in the world, if they were to be sold in Suatelet, if they were sold in a Tuesday market as sexual objects, it would be a lot better for them than to be working at fucking Starbucks, making minimum wage and getting yelled at by some rando customer, okay? Now, a lot of people out there, they like to say the harem system is sex slaves. Okay, let me tell you what the harem system really is. Side hoe with benefits. So when you get any of these lefty, liberal, dirty Jews saying, oh, you want the harem system because you want sex slaves, tell them, bitch, it's the whole system, but with benefits. So it's pretty much a side hoe with benefits. And that's another thing about fucking these lefty, liberal, Western feminist women. It's like, bitch, you a side hoe and you're not getting any benefit from it. How many women out there, you know, we make so many videos about this on MGTOW TV. How many women out there are fucking the side hoe? She's getting dicked down by, you know, some other woman's husband, yet she's not getting dinners out of it, she's not getting money out of it, she's not getting emotional connection out of it, she's not getting kids out of it. It's like, Western feminist women are fucking retarded. I mean, the Zionists really inverted everything. They'll tell you the harem system is oppression, but yet being a side hoe, getting dicked down without getting anything in return, is liberation and freedom, man. So what you guys want to do in times like these is, first and foremost, guys, get your money right. Leave the motherfucking West. I cannot stress this enough. All the bad stuff happening here in the West, this is God's way of saying, get the fuck out. Have you guys seen the movie Harry and the Anderson? It was a movie that came out in the late 80s. I think Chevy Chase starred in it. It was a funny movie. It was a comedy. It's about this family in the Pacific Northwest. They found Bigfoot. They took Bigfoot home. They fell in love with him, but there was like an evil scientist who like wanted to like kill him and kill all Bigfoots or put them in a zoo, some dumb shit like that. So in the last couple minutes of the movie, you know, Chevy Chase, the character he was playing, he told Bigfoot, hey man, go, just run. Run into the forest before and hide before the big bad scientist comes and kills you. And Harry, that's his name, right? Harry and Anderson, right? So Harry, he didn't want to leave the family because he fell in love with the family. And Chevy Chase was like, go, go, go. And Harry's like, no, no. Well, he didn't say no because he's Bigfoot. Bigfoot doesn't talk. So what Chevy Chase did is that he ended up punching Harry. He jacked him in the jaw. And that's when Harry got the message that it's time for me to leave for my own best interest. That's pretty much what God is doing here in the West with what's going with what's happening, you know. Trudeau already said, I can confiscate your money. I can put you in jail because I don't like the way you look. I mean, all this tyranny that's going on in the West, that's really God's way of telling you people out there, get the fuck out of the West, okay? stop thinking about women. Right now, guys, we are in survival mode. Like Sandman said, there's survival mode, then there's procreation mode, okay? Right now, survival, okay? When you're in survival mode, your procreation mode, that goes on standby. So right now, guys, get your motherfucking money up. That's all I'm telling you. Get your money up. Make money preferably online. Minimize your life. Like I said, April, God willing, I might go back to Chișinău in Moldova because it starts to warm up a little bit. It was super cold when I left end of November, but in April it should start warming up again. So the point I'm trying to get across to you guys is leave the West, get your money right, and thirdly, very soon, guys, we will be in a position where we can literally buy women just like humanity did for thousands of years. This whole notion of love and courtship has only been around for fucking 300 years, okay? So for the past God knows how many several thousands of years, women were sold in slave markets, okay? And I'm telling you right now, did I say slave markets? Well, they were taken as booty. Oh, which reminds me, you know when they say booty call, that she's a booty call? Where do you think the word booty came from? It came from the spoils of war. So when tribe A kills tribe B, they take the gold, they take the silver, they take all the nice stuff that tribe B had. So women are part of the booty. So technically speaking, guys, women are slaves. And from a religious perspective, women are slaves to men. You see, guys, I'm a slave to God. Hey, I'm proud to say it. I am a slave to God, okay? God in the Quran says, Abadi is Salahun, my slaves who are righteous. So whether we like it or not, we are slaves to God. Even fucking George Soros, who doesn't even believe in God, is a slave of God. He may not like it, but tough cookies on him. It's the same thing with women, okay? I don't care how much of a deranged feminist you are a slave to a man. So women are our slaves. And just like you are a good slave to God and therefore God takes care of you, if a woman is a good slave to you, you take good care of her. Here in Western civilization, these women go out with Spooky and Ray Ray, Tyrone, Shadron. They like come in their pussy, get them pregnant, and throw them out in the garbage can. And then these bitches are running around saying, niggers ain't shit. It's like, no, bitch, you ain't shit. This is why I'm telling you guys out there, 90% of all women walking this earth, they would be better off if they were sold as sex slaves in Su'atilat, aka Tuesday Market. And again, if somebody asks what's the harem system, tell them it's a side hoe with benefits. And if they press you on the whole slave thing, tell them, hey, I'm a slave of God, and a woman is a slave of me. Therefore, by proxy, if I go to heaven, by proxy, the bitch will go to heaven. See, if I'm a good slave of God, I go to heaven. If the bitch is a good slave of me, she goes to heaven, okay? That's number one. Number two, women have to put themselves up to be sold as part of the su'atilat, okay? Women have to offer themselves up, okay? You can't force a woman to force her to sell. You cannot sell a woman against her will, okay? Throughout human history, women who were sold off as sex slaves, you know, they probably didn't have much to say because all their men are killed, and they didn't have, back then, when tribe A kills tribe B, you have no men, and you're totally at the mercy of tribe A. Today, we have technology, we have so many different men out there that women can actually choose the man that they get with. So if a woman gets into a sex, into Su'at Talat, when she gets into Tuesday market, okay, she can pretty much choose the guy that she wants to be sold off to. Okay, let's do this. Because we're going to... Su'at Talat is going to be a thing, guys. Tuesday market for selling bitches is going to be a thing, okay? Let's start talking about how to make this happen. Okay. So we have Tuesday market. We got all these Ukrainian refugees. Okay, we got... you don't even have to be a Ukrainian refugee. You can be just some skank working at Starbucks and sick and tired of making fucking minimum wage and getting coffee spilled on you all day while some random customer is yelling at you, okay? So you don't even have to be a refugee. You can be just a sick and tired Starbucks barista, you know, 20 years old, and you're like, fuck this feminist shit. I'd rather be sold off to a high-quality man and just make babies and enjoy life rather than work for the system until the day I die. All right, so Tuesday market... Okay, women put themselves up in the Tuesday in Tuesday market, okay? Right? Women will not be forced to be in Tuesday market. They will put themselves up in Tuesday market, okay? The men who will buy them will be known to the woman. So let's say the woman is... Okay, let's say you have 10 men, okay? You have 10 men who are going to buy women. So the woman will know the guys in advance, and the woman will say, hey... Guy number 7, I just don't like the way he looks. I don't want to be part of his harem. So guess what? Guy number 7 cannot bid on the woman who say no to him. So women will have the option of putting themselves up into Tuesday market, okay? And at the same time, women can blacklist men who will bid for them. That way they don't end up getting with a guy that they just don't like the way he looks, okay? So, yeah, guys, Tuesday market, Su'at Talat, it's gonna be a thing, guys. Women are gonna be bought and sold in the markets like they have been for thousands of years. And instead of calling them a slave market, let's call it a booty market. Yeah, booty market, get it? So... things are going to go. I'm gonna make a prediction. Okay. The best time for an alpha male. Okay. The best time for an alpha male is upon us. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Take care, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.